Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Where in the world of fashion are we headed this morning?
I thought we could talk about Barbiecore.
Barbiecore. Okay, we're bringing it back to cores. For anyone who maybe missed that, we had it a couple of months ago now, conversation about core. It's kind of like the new, like, chic or something. I don't know, how would we describe it? It's very internet era type talking, eh?
Yes, there's actually quite a fascinating article on Vogue, US Vogue, about core, if people are interested in how it started and everything, because it did start with normcore. But today I thought we'd talk about Barbiecore because it's the thing of the year, I guess, with the Barbie movie coming out.
Greta Gerwig movie with Margot Robbie in it.
It's weird because it's not coming out until July next year, so I wonder whether Barbiecore would have run its course before the movie comes out.
There's a lot of memes on the internet about how everybody's going to have watched this movie before it's actually hit the cinema because so many images and like bits of them filming have been leaked online of just people being like, hey, look, it's the Barbie movie filming over here.
Yeah. So for people who don't know, Margot Robbie is playing Barbie, Ryan Gosling's playing Ken. They've been releasing stills of their outfits, which are completely Ken and Barbie. One of them wearing 80s-inspired skating outfits with visors and a bum bag. But the US, they call it a fanny pack for Ken. Yeah. But Barbiecore's actually been around for quite a long time. It started probably around in the 2000s with Tyra Banks. She played Eve in Disney's movie Life Size.
Fantastic film.
Another example is Reese Witherspoon in Legally Blonde.
Another great movie, actually. All of these are hitting the cultural marks for me this morning, I have to say, Penny.
And in 2011, Nicki Minaj was kind of inspired by Barbie. She was rocking the Barbiecore because she had her own Barbie doll that was released.
Oh, cute.
Of course, Paris Hilton would be a poster girl for Barbiecore. But more recently, Valentino, their whole autumn-winter 2022 collection was completely bright pink with touches of black. They even created a new Pantone colour. And that was, if you have a look, it's quite fascinating because the collection is about focusing on the construction of clothes and the shapes. So if you put everything in one colour, then you don't necessarily look at those extra kind of coloured details, I guess.
Yeah, totally, totally. It is quite an amazing collection. I mean, I think anybody who's got a cursory interest in fashion will kind of at least know that bright pink because it was everywhere, all over Instagram, it was all over the internet for that sort of period that they were doing their runway. Even the carpet on that runway was the same pink as well.
Yeah, and Anne Hathaway looked amazing. She had a great front row outfit of Valentino. There was also a Balmain and Barbie collaboration, which was sold at Neiman Marcus, which is pretty amazing. And of course, Kim Kardashian has been rocking the Balenciaga hot pink for a while now. Her Saturday Night Live show, that was all her wearing hot pink inspired by Barbie, I guess.
Now, do we think this is all kind of related to the Y2K trend hanging around at the moment, or is it bigger than that?
I think it's definitely bigger than that. So I kind of wanted to touch a bit on Barbie herself.
Yes, please.
So Barbie, her real name, I didn't know this, was Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Millicent?
Yeah. She debuted on the toy market in the US in 1959. She was created by the co-founder of Mattel, Ruth Handler, and she was always meant to be a role model, not just a doll. She was first released in a black and white swimsuit, matching sunglasses, gold hoop earrings, and black high heels, but she soon kind of took on the colour pink, as well as she's had over 200 careers in her lifetime, which included like astronauts, pilots, doctors, that sort of thing. And the pink, you know, she's become synonymous with pink, but it's like the senior vice president of design for Barbie says, for Barbie, pink represents limitless potential and is a symbol of female empowerment, which is such a perfect fit for the brand's purpose. And when you think about it, it's so truly means that. I think that Barbie's kind of set that female empowerment off and inspired people to use pink in that way. Pussy Riot, they changed their balaclava colours to pink.
It's an interesting one, eh? Because Barbie's one of those symbols which can represent repression and also, as you were saying, like almost sort of self-improvement or some sort of like girl power type vibe as well. She's not a black and white, to use a colour pun there. She's not a black and white thing, which I think people would like to paint her into, this idea of being this kind of maybe symbol of women's like repression or something. There's definitely a lot of that in there, but it's not as straightforward as that, perhaps.
No, it's kind of weird, like you say, because she kind of comes across as, just first glance, you think of as ditzy and, you know, and I hope that she's not like that in the film, you know, in a way.
It'll weird. Be interesting to see what they do with this movie, because I think with Greta Gerwig, I don't know what it's going to be like. It could be heaps of fun. It could be very, you know, silly and satirical. It could maybe be a flop. I'm not sure. I'm trying not to get any expectations.
Yeah, it's weird because I have watched some of the clips that have been released, and Barbie's voice is quite high pitched, and it makes me go, oh, you know.
it's given Aqua music videos is the vibe I'm getting from it.
Yeah,
I think,
definitely.
I in the lockdown, Penny, the like first lockdown, I got really into watching Trixie Mattel, you know, the fantastic drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
She's obviously Trixie Mattel as in Barbie Mattel, and that's why her eyes are like that, and it sort of inspires her styles and looks and stuff. But she also has an enormous collection of vintage Barbies, and I got so into watching her like half an hour long YouTube videos where she talks through her Barbie collection, and I would highly recommend that to anyone else who's kind of a nerd. Yeah. It's very, very satisfying.
Yeah. I think Barbie is a lot of things to a lot of people, you know, like many designers used her as their muse when they were growing up and created clothes, their own clothes for her and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an awesome one. I'd like to know if anybody has Barbies out there, if they had like a particular Barbie that was a fave. You can text that in on 53955. I actually didn't have really Barbies when I was growing up. Did you, Penny?
No, I had a Daisy doll, but I did actually have, weirdly, a Barbie camper van, which was like the best thing ever.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome, I have to say.
Yeah, but my Daisy lived in it.
Of course, you know, just crossover episode. That's all you need.
Yeah.
I would love to hear about your dolls. Text them in on 53955. You've picked us a psychedelic first track today. Penny, what are we listening to?
It has to be Pretty in Pink.
Thanks, Penny. We'll see you next week.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye.
That's the end of the joke. I love
some great Barbies coming in here. Someone says they had fabulous fur Barbie. We just looked her up.
She is great.
She is living her best life in a very sort of 1970s.
She's off to get a cocktail.
Turquoise blue jumpsuit and a fabulous fur, of course. We've got someone said they had peaches and cream and rocker Barbie. Still have them displayed on a shelf. Love them so much. Thank you, Megan.
Nice.
I actually did have, I had one Barbie. I can't remember what her, like, specialty
what a deal was.
Yeah, but I did also have a cassette of the Barbie and the Rockers.
Oh my god.
And it's one of those things that does just like pop into my head when there's nothing else going on in there. The Barbie and the Rockers song. I also appreciate the person who's texted in saying that I had a doll when I was a kid called Big Jim. Nice.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep beep
beep beep.